Everybody likes guns. They just don't know it. Deep inside of his soul, there's a cowboy trying to get out.
Welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content and word pronunciation is simply the opinion of the hosts and their guests.
Hello and welcome to New Shooter Canada.
Episode 97.
In case you didn't notice, I'm with someone other than George. Her voice sounds a little bit nicer. George and I actually recorded the other day, but the internet gods decided that it was our turn to sacrifice an episode. So Sarah has graciously offered to come on and record an episode with me. So Sarah, what did you do this week in guns?
This week I bought more parts for my AR build. I'm building an AR because at the charity shoot in June, I won a gift certificate from the tactical teacher for a CQB clinic. And I need an AR for that, so I figured this was a perfect opportunity to build one. So that's been pretty fun going through and building and buying all the parts and picking things out.
Okay. Where'd you buy your parts from?
This week I bought them from a few places. Canada Ammo was having a sale, so I went in and I put a whole bunch of stuff in my cart. And then as I was trying to check out, you kept pointing out all the different things I could be buying. So we kept going back to look, and things kept falling out of my cart because people were buying them. So in the end, from Canada Ammo, I ended up buying my front sight, my butt stock, crutch washers, a low-profile gas block, and the gas tube.
Okay. What buttstock did you end up buying?
Just a pretty plain Jane one in black, of course. Nothing too fancy. Okay. I think it's a Magpul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so where else did you shop?
I shopped at Wolverine. I had to call and ask them a question about the barrel I was looking at for buying the gas tube, so I ended up just deciding to buy stuff from there, too, because I could get some things from that. I missed at Canada Ammo, so I ended up getting my gas tube roll pin, my barrel, my rear sight, a rail sling attachment, and my sling.
Okay, what barrel did you end up getting?
I picked out a 14.5-inch lightweight barrel from Daniel Defense.
Okay, why'd you pick that?
I had the length that I wanted. I didn't want it to be too short, and also lightweight. Thought it might help reduce the weight of the gun, just even by a fraction would be enough.
Okay. And is that everywhere you shop this week?
No, of course not. I also looked on Amazon, and I picked out a forward grip. They had a good price for one there, so I picked that. And also yesterday, so Saturday, we had to run to Kingston to pick up some bullets that you needed for reloading. So on the way home, we stopped at SFRC. And took our daughter to her very first gun store, and we bought a buffer tube assembly kit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all their shopping that you're done now?
I think so. I hope so. It was an expensive couple days.
So what have you already bought?
Well, Canada Ammo had a sale a couple weeks ago, actually, and that was fun. And I bought a lower parts kit with a CMC trigger, and I bought a charging handle at that one.
Okay. And why did you pick that lower parts kit?
Because it was a really good one and the sale was good. And you suggested it was a good one to pick. So I'm following your advice here.
Okay. I picked that one also because it came with the grip that you wanted,
yes,
the trigger that you wanted.
It is a nice trigger.
And it came with an ambidextrous magazine, safety.
Okay. Yes, that is important because I am left eye dominant, but right-handed, so anytime I can get ambidextrous is very helpful because I'm not so coordinated with my left hand, but I kind of have to be when I'm shooting because I shoot like a lefty.
And your charging handle you got was ambidextrous too?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay.
It's actually, both sides.
Yep. So it sounds like you're pretty far along building this AR. What else do you have left?
I still have to get my upper. I'm looking at his stag left hand ejecting one, if I can. We'll see with the price and all that. I know it's a little bit more expensive to get left handed stuff. I need a bolt carrier group, once again stag left ejecting one, and I need a lower still, and I found one on CTCS
Cowboy Tactical Canadian Supply.
Supplies,
Canadian,
yes.
Tactical Cowboy Supply.
Yes,
there we go.
They have a lower there, a Rainier Arms Ultramatch Ambi lower, It's currently sold out, so I have to get in touch with them because I think they said they can bring them into Canada. So I need one of those. And then my handguard, which I'm hoping to order from this website in the States called Gun Goddess. And they just have lots of really good gun accessories and stuff for girls. Well, not for girls, but it's a little bit, it's girly stuff.
Feminine orientated.
Yeah, like I've bought a lot of stuff off there. Like for my M&P, I bought grips for it that were purple and that matched the paint job I gave it. I've bought belts from there for IDPA, and so it's like a nice leather cowboy looking one. And yeah, this handguard it's like a lace pattern as opposed to the regular pattern that they have, so I thought that would look really nice. And they can get it Cerakoted, so I'm hoping to get it Cerakoted in white so I can Cerakote the handguard and then the upper and the lower, and it'll kind of look like I guess Adriel's stormtrooper gun.
Yeah. So it'll be like white with black accessories almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I have in my head for how I want it to look. So hopefully I can get it there.
Yeah. Hopefully it will turn out that way.
We'll see.
Yeah. So why'd you pick the lower that you picked?
Because it's ambidextrous. Once again, just being right-handed but left-eye dominant, anytime I can be able to use my right hand to shoot but be able to do it on the left side is really helpful.
Okay.
Mike, what'd you do in shooting this week?
Well, last weekend I did an SO course for IDPA, so I learned how to become a SO so I can help out, volunteer at future matches.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good way to help get back. That was a day-long course, and I knew most of the people. I have shot with them locally here before that were in this course. So it was a good time. Learned some little tips and tricks to how to be a good SO. So hopefully in the future, I'll be giving back a little bit to the sport.
Now, do you think this course will help you in competition?
Not really.
No?
I have read the rule book forward and backward so many times that I don't think that I'm not going to learn any, like, super secret, you know, loopholes.
That's what I was thinking. Like, did you learn any tricks that you know to watch for for people to do better, but maybe you know that, oh, if I just do it this way, I can shave a couple seconds off?
No, nothing.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay.
Everything I learned was more just about how to be a better safety officer.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Did everyone pass?
I believe so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I bought a new gun.
Didn't want to be outdone on the shopping carts, eh?
No, couldn't. Didn't want to. I think I still was, but I didn't. I tried my darndest. I was talking to someone at work, and I was randomly mentioning that I was saving up for the P-239 from SIG, and it's a single-stack 9mm, and it's one of those guns that it only comes with like a, I think like a 3.5-inch barrel or something like that, but they released a tactical model, which comes with a threaded barrel, so it extends it just long enough to make it Canadian legal. So to me, it's one of those things I really want, because it's gonna be something that not a lot of other people have, because it'll be pretty small in comparison to everyone else's full-size gun.
So it's the rarity factor that you really like about it.
Yeah, the rarity factor.
Okay.
Yeah, and it mimics all the controls from my P226,
mm-hmm.
So I think I'll enjoy it because I really like my P226 as well.
It is a very nice gun.
Yeah. So I was, after talking to him, I randomly thought, oh, I should check online and see if anyone has one. And I think Bullseye London had one in stock. So after coming home and getting permission, I jumped all over it and bought it. So
yeah,
hopefully I'll get that soon. And
fingers crossed. I'm interested to see what it looks like, because I've never seen it in person, I don't think. I've only seen the photos, so
no.
I'm interested to see how it feels.
Yeah. I think you'll like it, because I think it'll have a much smaller grip.
Yeah.
Which might make it feel a lot better.
Well, I really want a Browning 380, so is it kind of along those lines? But well, size-wise?
Size-wise, I think. I don't know. We'll see when we get it.
Yeah, we'll see. And then I'll have to get a 380, and we'll do a comparison.
There you go.
All right.
For the cause.
For the cause. We need to do some research.
Yep. All right. Yep. So that's all I did this week in guns. So guns in the news. This is also kind of our main topic this week. As most people have heard, the RCMP are in the process of prohibiting the 1022 magazines. So this is an email that was sent out from the CSSA. So I'll just read it and then we can discuss it after.
Okay.
Team CSSA and CSAAA joined to enable legal action to defend against 1022 magazine reclassification. And this was released on July 28, 2016. The Canadian Shooting Sports Association, CSSA, representing recreational firearms owners, has joined with the Canadian Shooting Arms and Ammunition Association, CSAAA, representing firearm businesses owners, to empower legal action against the recent decision by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Firearm Program to prohibit several brands of imported 1022 extended capacity rifle magazines. The CSAAA and CSSA Board of Directors voted late last week to raise and contribute funding to a legal defense fund to make this legal action possible. The action will be conducted by noted firearms lawyer Edward L. Berlew, the general counsel for the CSSA. Mr. Berlew states, "This recent sudden reversal deprives legal firearms owners of their property rights and attacks their freedom. The RCMP had a duty to every Canadian to act fairly and consistently. The recent decision to reverse position on Ruger 1022 magazines holding over 10 cartridges is a deliberate move to cause serious worry for hundreds of thousands of Canadians, licensed firearms dealers, and importers." Berlew adds, "A federal court class action on behalf of all persons, individuals, dealers, and distributors who now possess cartridge magazines to fit the Ruger 1022 that can contain more than 10 cartridges will be commenced. The purpose of the action is to seek a judgment that these magazines are not prohibited, to declare the magazine capacity restriction void as unconstitutional, or in the alternative, to force a buyback of each at full retail value. A claim for the intentional infliction of mental distress due to the fear of police action and criminal charges being included. Individuals are advised not to use, transfer, dispose of, alter, or modify, or transport these magazines at this time. At this time, due to controversy, importers, dealers, and individual owners are advised to stop sales and transfer of all 1022 high capacity, aka over 10 round, rifle magazines. Businesses are cautioned not to attempt to pin magazines unless their license specifically authorized work on a prohibited magazine. We are advising against businesses or their customers surrendering or returning these magazines to anyone at this time. If you are a consumer owner of one of these magazines, your participation in this action is very much desired. There is no fee for your participation, but donations to the action are welcome. A donation can be made on the CSSA website. From consumer owners, we need a communication informing us of your willingness to participate in a class action lawsuit, brands and models of 1022 greater than 10 round capacity magazine currently in inventory and the value of the inventory, digital copies of the product packaging, manufacturer's or distributor product sales information, product press releases, any information, actions, or comments by your chief firearms officer, inspectors, RCMP, or any other law enforcement agency. Consumer owners interested in joining the class action are asked to email the above information to the CSSA at classaction@cssa-cila.org. And also for more information, you can always call the CSSA at 905-571-2150. So pretty much it sounds like this prohibition is going into full effect now.
That's crazy. Like, how do they expect to enforce that? Like, are they going to go to a range and just kind of walk up and down the line and just pull everyone's mags?
I have no idea. That would be I think that'd be almost one of the worst possible ways next to just stopping every person on the road.
Everyone owns one of those things, I think.
Yeah, well, that's just it. The 1022 is non-restricted, so there's no records kept on who has one.
Yeah.
And magazines aren't registered either. So there's really no way for the police to know who owns one of these, unless you happen to own one of these 1022 quote-unquote pistols.
Yeah, and I'm just, like, you can, like, go to a convenience store/gun store. Like, I'm thinking of the one Al's.
Yeah.
And you can buy them there, and you can buy, like, a loaf of bread. So, like, easily accessible to everyone.
Oh, yeah. And 10/22 being one of the most popular, probably, rifles out there, maybe next to the AR-15, like, everyone and their brother has one.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone and their brother probably had at least one of these 25-round Butler Creek magazines because...
Oh, yeah.
Because why not when you can get 25 rounds, right? In Canada, that's the only way you can really get that. That's the only way you can get that many rounds into a rifle, short of joining the police or the military. So
yeah. So I have a question about that then. So is it just for the Ruger 10/22 that these magazine restrictions are in place? Because I own a Ruger. I bought one last year for the Maple Seed.
Yeah.
And I was debating between that and I believe it was a Pieta 22 rifle.
Okay, yeah.
You remember we were at the
gun Yeah, shows. It looked like the Tommy gun.
Yeah, it looked like a Tommy gun, and it had the drum mag.
Yeah.
Would that drum mag now be prohibited, or no, because it's not for a Ruger?
No, because the prohibition is based on... In the States, the way I understand this is, in the States, it's hard to get a short-barreled rifle, but it's easier to get a pistol.
Okay.
So they made it's what they essentially call the, I think, a 10/22 charger. It's like a 10/22 rifle, but it's...
A
short barrel, and it doesn't have a stock on it. It has a pistol grip, so it's pretty much a pistol.
So they've classified it as a pistol.
Yeah.
For ease of purchase.
Yeah, for their purposes, they call it a pistol. Now, once you bring it over into Canada, then that brings in magazine capacity laws. You can only have 10 rounds in a pistol.
Yes.
So what they're saying is, because these rifle magazines also fit into the pistol, that they have to be restricted to 10 rounds like any other pistol.
Oh. So, how long has this pistol been available then in Canada? Has it been years, or why all of a sudden now is this an issue?
Years. I think I read somewhere it's been available in Canada since, I think, 2007.
Okay, so almost 10 years.
Yeah.
But now it's an issue for them.
Because they want to make it an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to dive into this deeper? We can put on our tinfoil hats. Well, I think that this is done intentionally.
Yeah.
I think that this is because, essentially, no matter how much we cry about it and do anything about it, essentially, we can't fire the RCMP.
No.
So, this is a chance for the RCMP to kind of poke and prod at gun owners and see how we react.
Kind of how far can they take things?
Exactly. So, if all the gun owners stand up and unite and fight back against this, then the government will see that and go, we don't want to pick this fight. Because if the government in power, the Liberals, or even the next government who wants to try and pick a fight with gun owners, if they look at this and they see, wow, all those guys united, I should say guys and ladies united and fought back, well, they can be fired, right? The Liberal government currently in, they can be fired if they annoy enough people. And I think that this is a way for the Liberals to almost test the waters with someone who is essentially cannot be fired. So no one's going to lose their job over this. No heads will roll.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a dress rehearsal for maybe plans that they have down the line. Or they have some things they want to do and they want to see how this goes first.
Exactly. I think that's a very good way to say it.
Okay.
So I think that unless gun owners really unite and stand together over this, I wouldn't be surprised if this led to more things potentially from the government level, from...
More restrictions on basic things that no one ever thought a 10/22 magazine would be a prohibited item.
Exactly. So you pick a small fight, you see if you can win it, and then you climb the ladder, right?
You're gonna pick on the small kid before you take on the bully.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. See how good your fighting skills are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So story number two is... Kelly sent us the official final number for the charity shoot for the donation, and the amount being donated to Soldier On that was raised is $5,734.50, which is the largest donation the charity shoot has ever made, so it truly was the best charity shoot ever.
It was really great, and I just wanted to thank again all the volunteers, all the people who put on this, all the sponsors who provided us with great prizes
and
donations.
Fantastic prizes. I won a few of them, and I am using them all already.
Yeah.
And it's helping me build an AR.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, I have to build an AR because I won a course.
Yeah. What a horrible predicament to be in. Twisting your arm to build an AR. No, that truly is amazing. And thanks again to everyone who volunteered and participated. And a big thanks to Kevin and Kelly, who did pretty much all the organizing for it. They did a great job.
Yeah, a lot of hard work went into that, and you could tell, and they really deserve a lot of credit for that, as does everyone who helped out, because it couldn't have been done without everyone pitching in.
Yeah.
I think. And I had fun that day.
That's good. All right, so events. Sarah, why don't you take event number one?
Okay. So event number one, the Barry Gun Club's fourth annual Ladies' Day is on Sunday, October 4th from 12 till 5. There's no experience necessary and no firearms license is required, as you'll be supervised by one of the safety instructors. Ladies will be able to shoot a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns. They'll get to try cowboy action and skeet and trap. There is a $20 registration fee, and all the proceeds will be going to the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Any donations will receive a tax-deductible receipt from the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. For registration or more information, please contact Susan Rattel at susan.rattelle, it's R-A-T-E-L-L-E, at barrygunclub.org.
And event number two is the Aztec Armory Algonquin Cup 2016 Level 2 IDPA match at the Eagle Lake Gun Club in Sunridge, Ontario. It'll be on September 18th. For more information, visit algonquincup.ca.
Any listener email?
Nada, zippo, nothing.
Okay.
So if you want to send us an email, though, or feedback, questions, or tell
concerns.
Us how tell us our concern, or just to tell us how amazing Sarah's doing this week, you can do that at host@newshootercanada.ca, or you can go to our Facebook page, or there's a comment section on our website at newshootercanada.ca.
Awesome. Any iTunes or Stitcher reviews?
Nope.
Okay. How many Facebook likes are you guys up to now?
Last time I checked, it was at 866 likes.
All right, so it is growing.
It is growing. Slow and steady.
Okay, now, I know there's a contest going on.
Yep. The contest is to win a limited edition New Shooter Canada hat. It's limited edition because I think only George and I have one.
Okay.
All you need to do is download our flyer from our website at newshootercanada.ca. Mm-hmm. Take a selfie with it, post it up. You can post it at your shooting range, your favorite gun shop, or even your work lunchroom. Post it up on the New Shooter Canada Facebook page or email it to us so we can by August 24th, and you'll be entered into the draw to win one of the hats.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right.
And, of course, you'll have your choice in color. I think on the website we put them up. I think there's a black, red, blue, and a gray one.
Yes.
So the winner will get to pick which color they want.
Yes.
And right now, it looks like Mr. Udi's going to win because he's the only one in there who has submitted so far.
Can I enter? Or?
I don't know.
It seems a little fishy.
Might have to send it up to the boss and see if that will work.
I was going to say, we could post it on in Leela's crib. Just put her next to it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
So enter. Your odds are good right now for winning this hat. Shout-outs. Sarah, do you have any shout-outs?
I'm guessing my shout-out right now is to Leela, because she's actually sleeping through this in my arms. And we were pretty confident she was going to we'd have to take multiple breaks, because she's been a little hellion today, but she is settled nicely. She must like this podcasting business.
Well, that's good.
Yes, and also just to everyone who's sent wishes and cards and messages about welcoming her in. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to my parents. I know they don't listen to the show, but I'm going to give them one anyways because they came and helped Sarah out while I went back to work after she was born, and she helped us out for 2-3 days. So
yes, very much appreciated.
Yep, so a big thanks to them. Okay. So this is a short episode this week. We'll be back next week. And until then, do you have a sign-off?
I think my motto when it comes to shooting and building is 50% of shooting is looking good while doing it.
Awesome. Time spent at the range is time spent with family. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Well, I really like 22 now.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or feedback you may have, or if you just want to call shenanigans. You can contact us at host@newshootercanada.ca or through our Facebook page.
The way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale till I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the fuck to say.
Hello, welcome to New Shooter Canada, episode 97. Oh, I did the drum roll. The drum roll.
Oh, I can add it in
there. Okay, good.
No, we did.
Yes, I heard it last time.
Did you seriously think that I like went out and got myself a little drum kit, brought it in, used it, and then sold it before you noticed?
Definitely not. She would notice. You would give it to her just to annoy me.
Yeah, I probably would.
Say it with a smile, damn it.
Do you have a sign off?
Ooh. No, I didn't think of one. Oh, dear.
Pardon me?
I didn't think of one. Oh, dear.
What do you say in cowboy action?
Oh, usually there's a script.
Well, would you like me to write it down and then you can read it, or?
Sure.